I'm going to move over to Netflix for our next selection, which is a new natural history documentary series which arrived on Wednesday the 17th of April. It's called Our Living World, and here's a clip.
From the densest forests to the deepest oceans to the hottest deserts, everything is connected through the vast web of life.
Can you see? The time has come.
And now, for the first time, we're going to reveal how.
Yeah, this is really, really lovely. I think we've got to kind of know the David Attenboroughs of the world and what they produce, and just kind of the amazing exposure that we, or the stuff that we can see through his lens that takes years often to get and put together. And it seems to be a kind of real sweet spot at the moment. People are massively interested, I suppose, in a world that's feels like it's spontaneously combusting. You know, it's kind of, you look to nature and you always learn something. And I guess this is kind of capitalizing on that to a degree. Now, it is different. It's voiced by Kate Blanchett. And it looks at the connections between the earth and and nature and the different species, and how actually we're all fundamentally and intrinsically linked. And it's quite nicely done. So it kind of opens up, and I think you've got a rhino walking through the streets, and you see, obviously, I would imagine some kind of AI or something's gone on to allow a lot of that to happen. But the idea is that so different and our natural habitats are so different, actually we are, as I say, kind of intrinsically linked. And she's got a really Kate Blanchett, I think, does a really good job of this, because she's got a really sort of calm voice. As I say, we're very used to hearing David Attenborough, aren't we? And if anyone else kind of even goes near that territory, it's easy to say, well, they're not as good. But actually, I think she she just brings some kind of sort of a peaceful tone to her voice, I would say. And it's very, very interesting. It's showing the power of nature, and just seeing how we work with nature and how we should work with nature. And I suppose, as we all know, the damage that we are actually doing in our planet every day to that nature. But I mean, I absolutely love documentaries like this. It's a 4-part series. I've just seen the first one. But I really enjoy it, because you really learn something. And I do think that it is that little bit different as well, which I think I was watching thinking, you know, my children would like to watch this. They'll enjoy this. This is interesting. This will capture them too. Lots of very sweet footage of, you know, little baby animals and little, you know, it kind of... And also, I think the other thing I was going to say was the music is quite moving, which often with these documentaries they are. But I think very good. What do you think, Ian?
Well, unfortunately for the makers of Our Living World, that sequence that you talk about, which is in episode one, which is one of the most amazing bits of wildlife footage I've ever seen. And it is genuine. It is a rhino walking through this town, town in Nepal, and it's walking through to get from sort of one feeding ground to another, and it happens on a regular basis. That was shown in Planet Earth 3 not so long ago. So, and I do think, in terms of sort of wildlife sequences, we're kind of getting to the stage now where stuff is being repeated. I guess it's inevitable. Anyway, that's unfortunate, but it's still, if you hadn't seen Planet Earth 3, that is... it's walking through down this busy street past shops with like motorbikes and cars and pedestrians going past. It's amazing. I liked they always have to come up with what's our theme going to be for this natural history series? How are we going to link these sequences together, or choose, you know, what we're going to go out and shoot? And I think this idea of connectivity works quite well. However, I mean, you talked about Blanchett, and she's fine. I would say we've been spoiled with Attenborough, of course. And whoever wrote the script for this narration, it's just, certainly to my ears, when I'm used to Attenborough doing it very straight, there's a point where there are two hippos are fighting, and this male that is trying to muscle in, they describe it. He's about as welcome as a Band-Aid in a hot tub. And I'm like, this is not, no. But the footage is very, very good, especially the rhino is quite remarkable. And I mean, people who like these landmark wildlife series will very much enjoy it.